Welcome to Drive Time. This is an interview series that focuses on the nonprofit organizations of the Mount Washington Valley and keeps you up to date on their latest and greatest. This presentation is being broadcast on 93.5 FM WMWV, Magic 104 Today's Hits, and Easy FM 95.3. It's brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. My name is Gino Devaney, and this evening we're talking with the Executive Director of the Green Mountain Conservation Group, Matt Howe. Matt, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Gino. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Let's start off right now with a quick rundown on what the Green Mountain Conservation Group is. You guys have been on with us in the past over the years, but let's set the scene a little bit, just in case there's somebody out there that maybe is just hearing about the conservation group. What is it that you guys are up to? What do you guys do?
Well, we are, to put it succinctly, we are dedicated to the protection and conservation of natural resources throughout the Ossipee watershed. And we define the Ossipee watershed as a broad area in central Carroll County that includes the towns of Eaton, Effingham, Freedom, Madison, Ossipee, Sandwich, and Tamworth. And then across the border into Maine, the Saco-Pee Valley area, particularly the towns of Parsonsfield and Porter. And so our top goals are protecting the drinking water supply for the roughly 14,000 people who live in East Central New Hampshire. We work in a variety of ways. We like to summarize our programs through the idea of REAL, R-E-A-L. We are engaged in research, education, advocacy, and land conservation to promote the and to preserve the natural resources, the wildlife habitats, and again, the drinking water supplies. Promote sustainable forestry and ensure that the integrity of our environment is here for and sustained for generations to come.
A very important cause, absolutely. So that is what the Green Mountain Conservation Group is all about. And you can always check out gmcg.org for full details on that. And I'm sure, Matt, just like numerous groups here in the Valley, I'm sure COVID-19 has given you your challenges. How has COVID-19 affected the Green Mountain Conservation Group?
Oh, wow. As you all know, it happened so fast. We were just about to hold our annual meeting on March 14th with 100 people at the preserve in Chikarawa, and that was the week everything sort of came to a crescendo, and we, at the last minute, we realized that we simply had no choice but to cancel our annual meeting, which is now rescheduled. We're going to have a virtual annual meeting on Tuesday evening, June 23rd. You can find information about that on our website. Anyone is welcome to chime in. If you you have to be a member to vote, but anyone's welcome to come join us for that annual meeting.
Okay.
We, like a lot of groups, had to promptly cancel a lot of our ongoing programs. We do a lot of classroom-based education in public schools throughout the watershed, and all of that came to an abrupt end. We had to close our community conservation center, the Blue Heron House in Effingham. And as we move into the summer, there's a lot of things that we simply can't do because we are continuing to keep our center closed. Well, there might be some official ways that we could reopen. We just feel we need to play it. So our public center will be closed, but we do have some beautiful walking trails on the premises. We have the Blue Heron Trail. People are welcome to come by and park in our parking lot and enjoy a walk along the Ossipee River. We also have a natural area on Route 25 at the corner of Green Mountain Road. There's a lovely 30-45 minute walk on our conservation land there. So there's still some things that we can offer to the public, but we're trying to recalibrate our programming and do the things that we can do safely under social distancing protocols. And one of the big projects that we are now directing our attention to is a stream crossing survey that we are doing in conjunction with a lot of organizations. The Department of Environmental Services of New Hampshire is helping guide this project. We're working in collaboration with a group called the Saco Headwaters Alliance based up in Conway. And the goal is to, every day we drive across dozens of streams and rivers and across bridges and culverts, and without really thinking about it, but these pipes and bridges are, many of them are in declining condition. And when these crossings aren't functioning well, it results in flooding, it prevents wildlife from moving across under roadways. A big impact is upon brook trout, who can't move up and down streams if these culverts aren't functioning properly. So this summer, particularly in the towns of Freedom and Effingham and Ossipee, you will see our staff and volunteers out in bright jerseys, safety jerseys, working along the bridges, and we are inspecting them to make sure to assess whether they need to be restored and to help the towns determine what can be done to prevent flooding and to improve wildlife habitat.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What is the actual work that's being done? Obviously, you touched on it there with the Green Mountain Conservation Group. We know that you guys do these things, but a lot of people don't know what the actual work consists of. And as you mentioned, maybe just a lot of testing and reevaluating and then rebuilding?
Yes, well, water testing is a huge part of our annual work. And that's something that is curtailed this summer because of social distancing issues, people working together on boats, and also some of the laboratories that we use to test our water samples are still closed. And so we're having to curtail some of our water sampling. And unfortunately, the state, the Department of Environmental Services, as many people know, often every year keeps an eye on our lakes and beaches and does testing there, but they've had to curtail that. So this summer, we really need citizens to be extra vigilant, particularly when it comes to keeping an eye on things like harmful algae blooms. This is something that everyone can help keep an eye on, particularly later in the summer as the water warms, and particularly if we have a dry summer. We've had problems in the Ossipee Lake system and nearby with cyanobacteria, a very dangerous algae bloom, and it's a discoloration of the water, kind of a bluish green or other shades that just don't look right. And if you see anything like that, get in touch with us. Send an email to water@gmcg.org, or you can also contact the state. They have you can write to HAB, that stands for harmful algae bloom, HAB at des.nh.gov, and alert officials there, or you can alert us to things that concern you that you see in local waters, because these can be very harmful.